You know, I'm going to change the subject because I'm tired of talking about that bullshit. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Actually, that doesn't bother me. I don't have a Valentine. I never really did. So, you know, I'm kind of like, whatever. But I did go on Twitter because I'm like, I'm going to try to have a positive outlook on Valentine's Day. And I went, I'm taking applications to be my Valentine. You don't have to buy me presents and you don't have to send me flowers or anything, but I just get to say you're mine. And Big Fatty said he'd be mine. So Big Fatty's my Valentine. And I love him for it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty said he'd be mine, so Big Fatty's my Valentine, and I love him for it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4701 of the BFO for right, the 13th. February 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we're gonna celebrate VG Week. Yes, we ready. Style. I do too, y'all. It truly is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, VD Week song. Played it to Alex LFM's version on Monday, and y'all, I'm gonna play this version right now. Y'all, this is the Cow Cells, and they were the first to come up with the song. And it became very widely known later on when created the TV machine series A Love American Style. Y'all will play that version for you in just a few minutes. Also, Big Fatty, we're having a greater dose of musicality today. Yes, we are indeed. And y'all, it's also for right the 13th. So y'all get all the bad juju bees out of the way today so that tomorrow can be a day of love. And y'all, you know, some people get kind of down in the dumps at VD. And Big Fatty, especially when it requires a medicated sound. Well, the other. You don't have to have someone special, because you know what? You've got Big Fatty. Just like my youngest daughter, Nessa, said, she was taking applications, and I was her Valentine. And y'all, I'll be your Valentine, too. Oh, Big Fatty, Nessa, you need to get me flowers and chocolates. Oh, well, happy BD.
Love American style, freer than the land of the free.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a So-So Question for Kathy Marshall's contest in February. because we're tired of the good questions and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February, so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, so y'all, that of course is Digger, and y'all, I received a verbal spanking on the Blue Butterfly. Digger said the so-so question month is so-so that Berg Hardy did not even have a bumper. Y'all, I just played the music, but I guess that wasn't good enough. But y'all did get a so-so question from Miss Bacon. And y'all, she says on the Blue Butterfly, I'm working on my mediocre questions. Hey, I've got one for you. When's the deadline? I have to make some VD cards for Ninny's daycare kids and then do my taxes. Work before play. And, well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And it's absolutely a so-so question. Kathy Marshall will agree on this one. The deadline is the end of February, which only has 28 days this month. So y'all get your so-so questions, e-letters or voice letters. Y'all, I took Miss Bacon's off the Blue Butterfly, but y'all, that's hard for me to keep up with. So if your best chances are do an e-letter or a voice letter. Yes, Big Freddy!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, this weekend on Sunday, we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first person I met, y'all, it was at a meet and greet up there in the Washington, D.C.'s, Tim Kumal and Ron Prada Soho were there, but also were the host of Dangerous and Lovely. And one of them is having a celebration on Sunday. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Zachaby. Big Freddy, we love Zachaby. We do indeed. And Zachaby is on the social media because I see messages from him every now and then. And y'all also on Sunday, y'all met this person. I believe it was at the Wave at a Good Days event down there at Rap World. He lives with Mr. Friday Kerfuffle himself, the one and only Jimmy Bear. Y'all, I'm talking about his husband. Y'all used to love to sing in the background while Jimmy Bear was on the Stick It With a Poke little show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Steve. We love singing Steve, we do. So y'all, if you see Zachaby or Steve or Jimmy Bear, I know he's on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Freddy, I hope they both get a heart-shaped cake. You know they're on sale on Sunday. Yes, Big Freddy! Version also, well, this is, you know, the Cow Sills is kind of a folksy, slower version, but y'all, this is, it's got the pep in the step, because it was the opening of a TV machine show, and you know, they had Generally, the openings were about a minute long, so that's why this one is so quick, but love it nonetheless. Yes, McFadden. And, y'all, let's see. I need to catch you up because I didn't really tell you about my day on Wednesday. Y'all got up and what did I do? I, you know, did all the regular things and, y'all, but, after I had my coffee, and did my puzzles and had my breakfast and all, y'all, I've been eating, the sausage balls like they're going out of style. Yes, Big Fanny. Anyway, I got all the documents together for my taxes. You know, Miss Bacon mentioned that she was getting her taxes ready. And y'all, you know, they have you fill out a worksheet to kind of give them an idea of what's going on, and then you take the documents into to them so they can verify everything, and then they put it in their computer and calculate everything, and then send it off to the government. Y'all, I'm expecting a sizable refund this year, because y'all, I had to pay estimated taxes this year. In 2025 because I had received money and from Olive's estate, and they thought, oh well, that's your new income each year. But y'all, I didn't make nearly that much, so I'm hoping I'll be getting all of that back, if not that, most of it back. But anyway, so y'all went by, picked up the nip, and we were off to get Earl Grey washed, and then we went to the Vons East. Yes, Big City. Can you hear that? Can you hear that, Big Betty? We barely hear it, but we hear it. Y'all, as I do, went to the Vons East on hump day. Y'all, there wasn't a whole lot that I needed, and the nip didn't need much either, so it was a quick trip. You know, it was my half birthday. So what they do is they give you either one of their bar cakes from the bakery, or a half gallon of ice cream for half off. And so y'all, I was going to get the lactose free vanilla, but y'all, I couldn't find it. They seem to be out of it. So y'all, I got the next best thing to lactose free. Y'all, I got the Southern style banana pudding ice cream. Y'all, if they had these, y'all, I got nothing but sweets, basically. The Tate's cookeries. Y'all, they were buy one, get one free, but y'all, they had one that was what is that called? A gluten-free ginger zinger. And y'all, I don't know that I've ever had that, but y'all, I got that. And y'all, on Thursday morning, I had one of those at breakfast. Y'all, absolutely delicious. Y'all picked up a loaf of the rustic oven sourdough bread. Y'all, they had the good paper napkins that I like on sale. Buy one, get one free. Y'all picked me up a couple of fried chicken bazoons. I hadn't had the Von's East fried chicken in a while, so I got that. And they had the country ham, not spelled C-U-N-T, on sale, so I got a package of that. And y'all, then there in the bakery, it was calling my name. Y'all, I got some of the French twirl cream horns. Y'all, that's all I bought. $26.37 I spent, but I saved $11.32. Yes, Big Betty, and a bonus, you get diabetes. And Y'all, I got home and put my grocery items away. Yes, we've had about 38 seconds. I received word from the Lowells I'm on the subscription service for my Frigidaire, water filter and air filter, and that had come up, and I just had to change them like last week, so the timing was perfect, and I got notification of that. So, y'all, I went and picked those up. And y'all, one of my in-ground sprinkler system timers stopped working properly. It was shooting water everywhere. So I went ahead and ordered another one of those. Y'all, I did it so I could just go in and pick it up and leave. Y'all, the pickup service was would have taken half the time for me to just walk in, buy the stuff, and leave than it did, because it was just confusing. It's always confusing for me. Yes, because the old people get confused often. And so, y'all, I came home, and then hump day night, y'all, I've been just watching the Jeopardy and turning the TV machine off, and read a little bit. I think I mentioned that I'm back on the Wonderful Wizard of Oz, and I'm enjoying that. And Wednesday night slept like a baby. Y'all, it went back down to like 42 overnight Wednesday night, and got up Thursday morning. Had my brufkas. What did I have for my brufkas? I had leftover biscuit toast from Tuesday night at the Page's Oakery Grill, and had that and one of those cookeries I mentioned. And y'all, then I was off. I was off from the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did Senior Size, did the Big Circle. Y'all, one of the ladies, she brought me a five piece heart of candies from the Russell Stover. And it's just so sweet of her to do that. And y'all, got back, and I had some of my boiled peanuts, and y'all, I had soup, and it was delicious. And I had gotten a reminder that my TSA pre-check was going to expire in June, but I was able to I was eligible to renew it 6 months early. So y'all, I went online and I signed up for it, because you know the Americans Express card will pay for that once every 5 years. And y'all, by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I had been approved and my TSA has been extended. I couldn't believe how quick it was. And y'all, I have got a VD card here from Princess Hunter, but y'all, I'm out of time, so I'll have to open it on Monday. Yes, Big Freddy. Hello. Oh dear, God, see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely VD weekend. Like I said, Big Fatty will be your Valentine. And y'all, before I forget, the show art for today's little show was from the number one fan of the BFO for 2026. That's Mrs. La La La. Lauren, yes, Big Fatty, lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard my youngest daughter, Nessa. And Nessa, is there anything that you want to say to everybody?
You know, I'm going to change the subject. Big Fatty said he'd be mine, so Big Fatty's my Valentine, and I love him for it.
Oh, Big Fatty, is that a tear in your eye? Yeah, I just poked my finger in there, and it hurts like the dickens.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.